Okay, so thanks everybody for being here. Have y'all had a chance to look over the minutes from last meeting? They all look okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So for our new business, we did this new book. It was called Six Simon. And normally we do the hand washing at the first of the semester so we can kind of get the kids washing their hands and telling them when to wash their hands. And I feel like we've probably done that a lot, and most of our kids know when to wash their hands. Not that they always do when they're supposed to. But we use that germ where you can put it, like, on a pencil and you can pass it around. So, like, I would put it on my hands, and then I would pass it to all the kids, and they would just pass it throughout the class. And then we'd use the UV light and see how it just went from everybody. And it pretty much got to the entire class, even though it wasn't a lot. But it would get from me to all the way to the end. And the book was pretty, it just like talked how it was spread through everybody. And I think the kids enjoyed it. We did it from pre-K through 6th. We did not go to junior high and high school. I figure by then they should probably already know. But, and that was kind of our germ that we did the 6 weeks to kind of help with that. We did do the hearing and vision screenings. We're still kind of going back and doing our re-screenings. We didn't get them. I haven't got all those done yet. I'm still working on those, the ones that failed. And then we'll refer them to the doctors that need to go there. We've done some of the referrals, but not all of them yet.
What grades do you do the hearing and vision?
Pre-K, kinder, first, third, fifth, and seventh. And then if any of them need any special ed, so speech, OT, PT, learning disabilities, any of those, we do those also.
So if they're not in those grades, you still do them?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you did, Mike?
Because
she's not in fifth grade.
If they have any, you know, if they're 504 or how do you
want to say that? They're already in the program.
Yeah, they have to be screened once a year.
Mm-hmm. Good thing you caught it because I didn't.
So, yeah. And then we do the spinal screenings with them are different. They're only 5th grade girls, 7th grade girls, and then 8th grade boys. They're the ones who get the spinal screenings. And the diabetes is anthro... How do you say that, Rachel? The dark neck? The anthro...
ankylospondylosis?
Yes.
No wonder you can't
do
that.
What grade do you do that for?
First, third, fifth, and seventh.
Is that right?
I don't think that's exactly it either,
no,
but I can't.
I think that's like an old person's fine thing, but I don't
know. Anyway, it's just the dark ring that's like on their back of their neck, and that's like a sign of them having, like they could possibly have type 2 diabetes. It's like too much insulin. So that's why you check them. And it's more prone now than what it used to be, like because of the COVID and the overweight. Things like that. So I mean, they've been screening them forever or for a long time, not ever, but since I've been here.
What do you do? Like if you see that in a kid?
I report them to the doctor. I just refer them. That's all I do.
You just call me and be like, hey, can you go take your kid to the doctor?
Mm-hmm.
It's, I can't say it. Ankylosis.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah, it's a dark patch or velvety skin on the back of your neck, armpit, groin, or elsewhere can mean that you have too much insulin in your blood. This is often a sign of prediabetes.
Yeah. So, we do that screening too.
Yes. But I'm not writing that word down.
Sorry. I should have like done my and knew that word, but you know, I can never pronounce words anyways. Also, we have the Understanding Sexual Integrity coming up. It's on November the 15th. Permission slips will be going out tomorrow for you junior high parents and high school parents, which I guess is just junior high parents here. Oh, no, in high school. It'll be coming out across a text, and you'll just click on it, and then it'll be on there as yes or no, and it'll tell you all about it. That way, we'll at least for sure y'all will get the option to say yes or no, because kids are not always the best at taking them home, especially the older they get. So we'll start doing that tomorrow. It'll go out.
Can you name the class? What was it called?
Understanding Sexual Integrity. I will give you this sheet, and that will help you with your notes. And then Ms. Ribble was not able to come tonight. Well, so I was going to go ahead and go over her mental health. So this year, she took the juniors and seniors of TSTC. And so they did the college, then went and looked at all the different college options that TSTC offers. And that was pretty neat. Do you know what all they got to see while they were there? Mm-hmm. I know they got to see the plumbing, the welding, the...
electrician, maybe?
I don't know if they have electrician. They may. I know they have, like, airplane mechanics, diesel mechanics. I don't know what all we saw when we went. There's a lot of things that they have. You know, a lot of your technical, they have nursing, maybe?
No.
No? No, no nursing? Okay.
EMT.
EMT?
Okay. But she did take Mr. Hopper with her. He went, she said, and that was a good thing.
Because it's a lot of his, his areas. And then we also had Red Ribbon Week from 10/24 to 10/28. And they did, they had their ribbons and then...
They had hat day. We dressed in red one day. That was a different thing every day.
We had bracelets where we remembered not to have little sayings on their bracelets and it's a crazy sock day. And
oh yeah, they did a crazy sock day.
Red shirt day. And she's been doing a class called Character Counts. And there's six pillars of it.
Ms. Ribble.
Mm-hmm. Integrity.
Yeah, the first one was trustworthiness. I can't remember them all. Honesty. Responsibility.
They did that at our
Yeah. We haven't done that in a long time. So.
What grade level did she do?
Pre-K through six.
Okay.
And she, the plan is to go around once every 6 weeks and, introduce the new pillar. And so we're going to get better at it. We're not, it's just one of those things we haven't done in a while. So it's easy to forget it when a new 6 weeks comes up.
And I know like, is it tomorrow night? They're doing the beta club.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's something that she's. Induction ceremony there. I know that's something else that they started. I think last year they started that.
Mm-hmm.
They're continuing that. With their nutrition with the school, the salad bar has been going great. And we had National School Lunch Week was 10/10 to 10/14. The kids all got stickers. They were stickers. Mm-hmm. And the teachers got little pins we wore. The kids, I think, enjoyed that, and they all handed them out. We have student helpers that come in there and help us with that, and they help the kids open up cartons. That's been going very well. Some of the kids that don't always have the best behavior, it's amazing how they come in there and really help, and it really kind of picks them up. And
good for them to be the big kid. And
mm-hmm. Some of our older ones do that. And they're going to have their Thanksgiving meal on 10/16. For the students. And they're going to have their normal turkey and dressing and mashed potatoes and that.
You mean 11/16,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yes, 11/16. I'm sorry, I can't. I went to the eye doctor today. I'm still working on that. Sorry, y'all. They had to order me some new contacts. I'll see better in about 8 days. I know for like our physical activity. I know they did the miles for our award ceremony. Mm-hmm. That was neat, I thought. Mm-hmm.
I think the kids enjoyed it. They did. Super excited.
Lizzie?
Good. Mm-hmm. Good. I tried to have it all ready so that they could have their awards accepted.
Yeah. They did.
And it helps some of ours that don't get very many.
Mm-hmm.
It gives everybody has something.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is there anything you may would like to add to anything? Yes. Oh, we do have our nurse from San Angelo is going to come down on 12/12.
Yes.
And we're going to ask her questions about our shack and anything else. I have talked to Ms. Beeler today, and maybe we're going to look at maybe some help with some PE. See if we have any curriculum or if there's anything we need to add there. I haven't talked to Mr. Hupel yet, but I thought we'd see about our sex ed stuff, see if there's anything that we need to do there also. I just found out today for sure when she was coming. Well, actually, Sunday, but today was the first school day. So if y'all have any questions that you think we should ask her for the health of our school or for Shaq, anything in particular, if y'all will just text me or email me, either one. We can put them down and put it on the list when she's here. Do we want to, if we have any new business we want to add? Any old business? No? Anything you want to add, Ms. Williams?
I thought of something a while ago when you were reading through there, but well, we are having a book fair next week, and family night, we hadn't put it out yet, but it's going to be the 15th it's going to start at 5:30 because there's also a high school basketball game. But, like, there wasn't a good night to have it because something was going on every night. So the junior high game is away. So
5:30 to 7.
5:30 to 7.
For the book fair?
Uh-huh. For the family night. So we started at 5:30. So it'll be 30 minutes before the game starts. So at least if anybody is going to the games, they can come here. Huh?
For the book fair.
For the book fair.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I didn't know the book fair had a family night. Okay.
Well, yeah. We just haven't had a book fair in a while, so it's hard to remember what we do.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
So I was glad Ms. Chambers wanted to head that up. So it's a good thing. And I was glad she wanted to do it in here, because when we used to do it, it was in the multi-purpose room, and it was, you know, just, it's kind of crazy. I think this will be good. She just kind of closed the library for the week, and when the classes come to their library time, that's when they can shop at the book fair for that week. So, and then she'll let them come, like if they forget their money that day and they want to come back or whatever, she'll let them come. But it's just... I think this is a good way to do it. We're going to try it. See how it goes. I think it will be. So, and she's, you know, if anybody wants to come volunteer, you know, part of the time, you're welcome to. I think I'm going to come. I'm going to stay with her during the family night so that.
Like in family night, they person. Just come to the book fair and buy books.
Uh-huh.
Like, except they don't get to during the day.
Right. Okay. Yeah. And just get to bring their parents. Just another family involvement thing, so we'll have a sign-in sheet and all that fun stuff so we can count it for Title I stuff, so that'll be good.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to talk to me during this meeting tonight.
That's normal, you know.
This is my third phone call from my dad since I got home at 5 o'clock.
Do we want to go ahead and plan our next meeting, or do we want to just wait? Because it's going to be after the holidays.
Let's wait.
Okay.
Let's see where we're at and everything.
Let's.
The stock show will start up after the first of the year.
Yes, it's very busy. Okay.
How many more do we need to have? Two more?
Two more.
I bet we can do it. Like right after the first of the year, and then maybe sometime in January, and then.
April.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll just do one in. Put the opportunity for January and April. Sounds good. And then if nothing else, then we'll just call this good. We'll end it.